Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawang. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. In our recent research, 100% of sales leaders agree that you need both an effective tool and strategy to succeed in enablement. So how can you maximize the impact of enablement at your organization with an effective platform and strategy? Here to discuss this topic today is Dustin Day, the Senior Manager of Global Sales Enablement at Coursera. Thank you for joining us, Dustin. I would love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Thank you, Shauna. So my name is Dustin. I am on the Coursera Global Sales Enablement team. I've been with Coursera for a little bit over a year now and focusing on everything from manager enablement, product enablement, go-to-market motions, and supporting HighSpot, the HighSpot initiative, and how we position it, how we grow it with the team. My background, I grew up in a company called CEB, which is now called Gartner, focusing on L&D research, which is really where I started to get my sales support background. I went into education publishing, now kind of branded EdTech today, and focused on the finance aspect, finance and strategy aspect of sales. And then I went to an organization named Challenger, which is where I worked with global companies supporting their sales leadership, sales enablement team around the Challenger sales methodology. And that's where I got interested in more of the perspective of sales enablement and becoming more of the practitioner as opposed to the thought leadership kind of execution side of sales methodology. And so happy to be here, Shauna, and looking forward to our conversation.
I'm excited to have you here as well, Dustin. It sounds like you have a phenomenal background to answer our first question, which I'd love to start with, which is, what does good enablement look like in your opinion? And maybe in other words, what are some of the key components of an effective enablement strategy?
Yeah, I think this is the big question in the industry today. And I think it's one that individuals like myself not struggle with, but are constantly trying to reimagine. And so historically, if you looked at sales enablement, right, it kind of grew out of a pure sales L&D motion, pure training, getting in front of the field and training them on the skills that is necessary for them to succeed. And that's still a huge component of sales enablement. But being at that center of how you support the team and the growing nature of sales, we have started to see sales enablement grow into looking at the sales cycle and trying to find efficiencies within our sales cycle, the buying process, and trying to identify the buying process and build those play cards to support the field and how they engage with and navigate the customer journey. And so as sales enablement evolves, I think there still needs to be that mix of, yes, formal sales training or skill building exercises, if you want to position it like that. But also, how do we get the field to be equipped for the future? This virtual environment has changed the nature of sales, changed the nature of the buyer. And organizations like ours and our sales force are constantly learning on how to navigate that as the buyer has gotten smarter and started to evolve faster than we've been able to evolve from a commercial engine perspective.
I love that. And we talked a little bit about, you know, kind of when you joined Coursera, but I know it was right at the start of the team's partnership with HighSpot. Tell us a little bit about the enablement journey that Coursera has been on since you implemented HighSpot, and how has your enablement strategy evolved from then until now?
Yeah, so the original use case for HighSpot, we were hosting all of our materials on a central intranet site, and that naturally created a ton of pain points in terms of finding content, engage with content, proactively provide feedback for us to keep things fresh. There was a lot of inefficiencies built in just the pure commercial support engine. And so as we looked at HighSpot, the original use case was, let's get our content onto HighSpot, get it organized in a way that at least helps the team build or have that those resources and the collateral available to them today. That was stage one. I think stage two has essentially three has essentially defined our sales enablement strategy more broadly, which is we created additional pain points by just uploading resources, right? And so we started to say, how do we organize? How do we create that feedback loop? And how do we essentially help our marketing team skip a lot of steps in their process? as it relates to building content and getting content onto the platform. And so as we developed that strategy and started to do the change management with marketing and the sales team, getting more content and collateral in front of them, it created an additional pain point, which was governance. And so our strategy and our problems have grown in a good way. We've created pain points that we needed to solve, but that is good because we are not doing what we originally did today. So what we did in Q2, our team essentially built a content governance strategy that we now maintain on a quarterly basis, where we archive pieces of content based off of the criteria that are really important to us as it relates to content freshness. We start to track those KPIs and report out on those KPIs as part of showing the value in sales enablement. And so we've started to build this governance structure to make sure that content support engine really is running on all cylinders. Our marketing team understands utilization, and we're continuing to grow that as we start to build out our Q4 and our next year strategy, which is sales play specifics. So organizing everything in one central spot so nobody has to go find things and search for things in random areas. But also as we build those sales plays, focusing on getting stronger at, is probably the best way to say it, our customer personas, the outreach Salesforce reports that we can put into one place, custom built for the AE, the what to know section, which has everything they need to know about content. We are a content company. Anytime we work with a customer, there's a lot of moving pieces in our product. And then what to show. So clearly breaking down that sales process aspect and making sure that the team can see before the meeting, during the meeting, and after the meeting, or thought leadership, here are the things I should be bringing to our customers. So that's how our strategy has evolved. Our KPIs have moved with it, and our pain points have evolved in a good way as well as we've kind of continued to evolve the strategy.
I love that. And it does sound like you guys are moving up that maturity curve. So fantastic work there. I definitely want to come back and revisit the work that you guys are doing on plays in just a little bit. But to help context that too for the audience, what were some of the key business challenges that HighSpot helped solve at Coursera?
So first is just content. We have a very large marketing team at Coursera. And if you're familiar with the Coursera go-to-market or who we are, we have a very large consumer B2C revenue stream. It's where most of our revenue comes from. And so we have a lot of B2C marketers that create a lot of B2C kind of content, collateral. And so as we started to clean things up, some of the original pain points is how do we get ourselves, yes, organized, but get some of that more B2B content front and center, remove the noise from a content perspective from the peripherals, and get the team focused. So that was the original pain point. And it was a pure play of we are unorganized from a content organization perspective. We need to put some rigor behind it as we mature as a business. And we did that. And as we continue to build that muscle, I think we're a year and a half in at this point, as we continue to build that muscle, we feel like we're growing in our maturity and the problems and the KPIs have started to grow with that.
I love that. And how has HighSpot helped you solve some of those challenges?
Well, first of all, we love to organize our content. We haven't been able to organize it effectively to date. And so being able to do, I think, two things. One was tagging of our content to make it easier for the rep to navigate HighSpot quickly. While it is a great platform for us in sales enablement and us and our colleagues in marketing, we really don't want our field spending 20 to 30 minutes anytime they're in the system to find what they need. So the tagging, the getting the content front and center, that has been super helpful for us also to measure utilization of our content as well. So we have so much, like, what are people using? Why do they use it? And how can we be smarter on creating or building off of content that has been wildly successful as opposed to just putting it there, letting it sit underutilized? So that's one use case. The other use case, which we'll talk about a little bit here, is from a sales play organization. We're about to pilot our first newsletter launch here this week. And from an enterprise perspective, we're going to be consolidating all of the communication channels using the HighSpot functionality to kind of pitch it out to the team. And so we're going to start to look at utilization, start to look at click-through rates, and start to use the tool almost like a selling tool internally to engage with the field and start to measure how we can better support the field.
I love that. And actually, recently, your team also expanded to use HighSpot to include training and coaching capabilities. What was the impetus for making the change to invest in a unified enablement platform?
Yeah, so originally we were using Lessonly, and what we found was that originally started with onboarding. As part of our onboarding learning paths, we were having new hires go into Lessonly and then be pushed to content and support materials on HighSpot, right? And it just felt kind of like a weird user experience. And so as we started to assess that, as the HighSpot account management team started to talk to us about the learning platform component, we made the decision to have that consolidated platform where at the end of the day, simply said, it is one place versus many places. And I think particularly in sales enablement, there's a ton of new platforms and products and support tools out there. I've even seen Slack starting to get in to certain things. Microsoft Teams has their, you know, content organization aspect to it. And so for us, it really simplified the one-stop shop for our team to go to as it relates to their learning paths, as it relates to new go-to-market builds. When we went to upskill, reskill the team, we've been able to use some of the recording functionality, have managers listen and sign off, build best practice pages around what a good pitch looks like and start to flex that muscle a little bit better than we had in the past. It also aligns to our content. So we can easily say, hey, this is content number one. There's a great best practice pitch from a recent training, and we can link to that as well. So it's really helped solve a lot of those really minor but tedious steps that our field would have to take prior to get anything done or just to navigate any type of system we have.
And love that you guys are taking that unified approach, though, because it makes it a lot more seamless for your reps. And obviously, we want to be where your reps are to make them more productive. Another way that you're thinking about it from a unified platform perspective, and you know, you've touched on this a little bit, so I'd love to drill in, is that big initiative around the sales plays aligned to training. Can you tell us about this initiative and why it's a focus for your team?
Yeah, so right now we have built HighSpot pages essentially in a silo, which is here's the one-stop shop for just all pieces of collateral as it relates to an academy, for example. We got feedback that, how do I navigate it? Where do I go? So what we did is we've taken the structure that HighSpot provides, which is what to know, say, and show. And we've taken that and really run with it, which is we organize every one of our sales plays now around a very, very specific product suite. We start with what to know, which is typically something around the customer persona, or we may separate it out depending who the customer persona is. The customer persona, a deeper dive from a Coursera perspective into the content, the demo environments that we have related to that. Then we go into what to say, which is much more of that go-to-market narrative, objections, key talking points, use cases, for example, that we can speak to, and then the what to say. And that's actually helped our team really at the end of the day organize their thoughts and know how to quickly navigate. Another output of that is now we organize our field training around that exact same structure. So it's given us a new structure to engage with the field from a live virtual training perspective when we're talking about more of our go-to-market motions as opposed to skill-based motions. But from a product go-to-market motion, we bring up the sales play and we work through the sales play as the structure of our field training. And that's also been helpful. So that sales play will continue to evolve and we'll continue to build onto it, but it's laser focused on, it's got us from a go-to-market perspective much more deliberate than I think we had been doing in the past. And I think that's been an incredible output and one that we're starting to see the field feedback be, this is great. And the questions are more focused on very specific kind of product nuances and or talk tracks as opposed to where is this hosted? How do I navigate this? It's much less technical HighSpot questions and more of what we hope they're asking questions about.
I love that. And you guys are already seeing some amazing results. I mean, you guys have driven a 77% increase in play adoption. How did you effectively launch this initiative to your sales teams? And maybe what are some of the results that you've seen so far?
We piloted it with a launch probably back in July or August of this year. And as part of that, it was a new motion. And so it required change management. We used to just for our quote, tier two and tier three launches, we used to just kind of go through Slack and or email channels to get the communication out, link to the HighSpot main page for our vertical, and then say, here are the links that you need to be effective. what we did is, as we launched this, this is where I, as I mentioned a second ago, we launched a training that was designed, yes, to equip the field, but also an introduction to the HighSpot page itself. And so now it's just pure change, behavior change motions. And so now we bring it up constantly for any new sales play launch. We break it down in our communications. Here's your no, say, show. In any training, we've been following up with training more than we have in the past to help kind of reinforce that no, say, show. And so it's kind of hammering the nail over and over and over again in a productive way for the field. But from our perspective, we're also driving that behavior change by making it front and center as this is the way we're going to operate. So a little carrot and stick approach. But from our perspective, it was a behavior change play. And part of that behavior change is getting people bought in that this is how we're going to operate first and foremost. And then hopefully they see the value and they see the benefits that they get out of it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Now, you guys have also just seen some incredible traction with HighSpot overall. I think you guys have 85% recurring usage. What are some of your best practices for driving adoption, and how has having kind of a unified platform helped?
Yeah, so this may pain some sales enablement practitioners, but early on, we use Google Suite for Gmail and Docs and Sheets. And every time an announcement would go out, someone would originally, that colleague would share a Google Doc. This is the link to the Google Doc. And in the title, it would say, make a copy, right? And so you have this plethora of random copies out there to the team. So one of the things that we do constantly, day in and day out, to anybody that we ever see send communications is that if they don't share the HighSpot link to the resource, we always literally will follow up and say, hey, recommend that you share the HighSpot link instead. Here's the reason why. We can track if people are using it, seeing it, clicking on it, etc. We just have to get the links for HighSpot out there as the single source of truth. The other bit is, from a recurring use perspective, we have started to leverage HighSpot for more of our knowledge management side of the aisle. So this is definitely a work in progress, and we're continuing to kind of think about and trying to understand the use cases. But we're building playbooks for our roles. And as part of building playbooks for our roles, we're going to host that playbook on HighSpot in a knowledge management center. Again, with links out into the different resources that are on HighSpot to help these roles execute. And so it's identified areas that we don't have very tangible support in now. So A, helps us prioritize what we need to build. And when we build those, we build them in HighSpot. And so it's actually, recurring use is more of a muscle that we need to have from a sales enablement perspective as opposed to the field. If everything is in there organized and it's the single source of truth, as you mentioned, the unified platform, if that's the case, they have really no choice but to go in to get the information, to get the details, to get the content that they need.
I love that philosophy, and I love that you guys are driving that to change the behavior of your field teams. So I think that's fantastic. Now, you have a lot of big plans for evolving HighSpot going forward. Can you tell us more about your vision for continuing to evolve your enablement and how you plan to leverage HighSpot to help?
Yeah, so there's three key initiatives, well, four actually, that we're continuing to think about for some and explore for others in 2024. The first one at the forefront is the constant governance muscle. We do quarterly governance, like sprints, we're calling them, where we identify that content that hasn't met the criteria for freshness. We get that content in front of our product marketing and our customer marketing teams for them to vet if it needs to be there. Then an archiving kind of sprint in the latter half of the quarter, measure and the following quarter. So constantly building in that muscle, that is a priority at the end of the day that we cannot not forget about, but we can't deprioritize as we do everything else. The other three things I mentioned briefly, which is getting smarter about our sales plays. How do we continue to build those and make those more effective on a yearly basis? And so as we're looking at our yearly strategy, what are those sales plays, those go-to-market priorities that we have to hit on, and how can we build out sales plays for that? So it's giving us more face time, to be candid, with senior sales leaders, sales executives, to include us into those conversations, because they know to execute on that, they're going to need our team's support around the sales play. So, you know, candidly, there's like a quid pro quo in that approach, and that's good. The third piece is the knowledge management aspect of it. So building that knowledge management base, that's going to be a big priority. We're still learning and adapting on that. And the fourth piece, which we haven't explored yet, but I know HighSpot has a lot of great research around, which is sales rooms. That single source of truth where you can see how the customer interacts with the content, what they're clicking on. It's more customer facing. There's a huge opportunity for us to have that more customer facing digital rooms approach. How can we build that into our motions today? I think we have to get the sales play right. We have to get the governance right so people can trust the content. They can trust the source of the content. The digital rooms are kind of that next step in our maturity to ensure that we can get those analytics and that real-time feedback from customer engagement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to say I love the evolution on digital sales rooms and the visibility it gives you into what is really resonating with your buyer at the end of the day. Well, you know, I really appreciate all of the time, Dustin. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.